Will I see my dead loved ones again? Yes. Based on the truth of God's word, everyone can have a reasonable hope of seeing loved ones who have died. The way God's word really explains that hope is probably better than anything you were previously told. Let me explain. Human beings are created flesh and blood. That means we are a mixed bag of mineral compounds, acids, and electrochemical impulses. We also have a spiritual component placed in us by our Creator. Our flesh and blood bodies are not designed to be permanent. They are just a temporary staging ground for a much greater spiritual creation. Our temporary flesh and blood bodies die after an allotted number of days and return to the dust of the ground from which they were made. At the moment the flesh dies, the spiritual component built into us returns to our Creator God. That spiritual component which has returned to God is not conscious or aware. The Bible describes it as a state like sleep. Ecclesiastes 9:5, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. It has no body, and it has no further thoughts until resurrected by the power of God. When are people to be resurrected? At the appointed time of God's choosing, every person who has ever lived will be resurrected. Some will be resurrected at the time of Christ's return and given new bodies that are spirit instead of flesh and blood. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. They also receive life that is everlasting. This is referred to in Scripture as the first and better resurrection. Revelation 26. Hebrews 11:35. People currently working towards this better resurrection are being judged and evaluated by God right now. 1 Peter 4:17. The Bible in many ways is one long exhortation to each of us to do what needs to be done to take part in this first and better resurrection. God's word also tells us that when Christ returns, he will reign on earth. Revelation 20:4. After 1,000 years of Christ's reign, the remainder of all those who have ever lived will be resurrected to flesh and blood bodies. Revelation 20:5. These resurrected physical bodies are not permanent and do not have everlasting life. The people resurrected to physical life will then enter into the process of judgment and evaluation before God. Revelation 20:11-13. When all this remainder of humanity have been brought back to physical life, they will be given full and unrestricted access to God's Word, and they will have access to God's Holy Spirit. Revelation 20:12. With these two vital ingredients, they can then be fairly judged by God according to what they do with what they are given. Some, most we hope, will go on to choose and receive eternal life, and whoever does not will die permanently with no future prospect of resurrection. Ezekiel 18:4. Romans 6:23. The vast majority of humans who have lived on earth have been kept in the dark. They have not known God. They have not had access to the truth of His Word, and they have not received the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit. When the time is right, God will resurrect them and give them the same opportunity the followers of Jesus Christ have right now. The truth of what God has in store is an exciting message. It is also one that offers a tremendous hope to those who wonder, will I ever see my dead loved one again? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.